Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is episode 60 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where it is New Year's Eve, and I am in Homestead, Florida. I almost said California. That's not true. I'm just going to sit here on my bed in my hotel. It is 9:27. I am alone on New Year's Eve, much like every year before it. And I have yet to have... So something about me that you might not have known is that this is going to be a different kind of episode, okay? I just went to Chili's. This is why it's going to be different, is because I went to Chili's before. I went to Chili's before I recorded this podcast, and I got a Long Island iced tea, and they're closing at 10, so they're still not closed, but she clearly wanted to get me out of the door because, I don't know, maybe I just have that kind of effect on people, so she just wanted to get me fucked up and out of there, and it worked. Because that Long Island iced tea, the one of them that I got, you know, sometimes when you take that first sip and you're just like, oh, I can't taste it anymore. Yeah, that's kind of what it was. That's kind of the deal that happened there. Long Island iced teas are definitely the way to go if you want to get fucked up really quickly. And if the right bartender is serving you, it will get you fucked up immediately in literally two sips. You're just like, whoa. And all of a sudden, and up we go. And we're lifting off, taking off. This is, we're just ascending to a higher plane of existence right now. So I did that. I got Chili's. I got a burger that I would describe more as a liquid than a solid. That is because of the grease, of course. I could barely hold it. You know when you have a burger and the bottom of it just kind of disappears, you know? Like, the burgers are supposed to have two buns, you know? And the top one always remains. But sometimes if you get a juicy enough burger, all of a sudden the bottom's gone and there's you're like, how did I eat it that quickly? And it didn't. It just dissolved. You know when a burger is super juicy, the bottom of the burger, the bottom bun of the burger just dissolves. Yeah, it dissolves into the meat, into the juice, it just goes everywhere else. But, and like, this is one of those ones, you know, it's like, I'm not exaggerating. Juice was flying, squirting everywhere. Okay. After every single bite I put down the burger, I would have to use a napkin. And I ended up eating the rest of it with a fork and knife because I was like, fuck this. No more bottom bun, dude. No bottom bun. I guess we're just going to have to use a fork and knife. Like those people you see that they use a fork and a knife when they eat pizza. That's the only acceptable time to do it, is if it's too greasy and you have to keep on washing off your hands. Otherwise, what the fuck is wrong with you? So I ate a burger with a fork and a knife. And I drank one Long Island iced tea. That was probably... four. And then I went back to my hotel, and then I took 550 milligram Delta 8 gummies, which is, if you haven't heard of Delta 8, I mean, get on that shit, because if you're just roaming around the country and not every state has legal weed, well, Delta 8 is derived from the hemp plant, which is CBD, but they just make it into THC somehow, and there's a legal loophole where it is legal in not one, but all 50 everywhere. You can buy it anywhere, and it'll get you. So I'm waiting for those to kick in, and, you know, I figured I may as well just sit here. I'm trying not to talk too loud because I'm sure you can hear the, well, first off, the fireworks outside that are probably going to continue until, hey guys, I got news for you. It's not New Year's yet. It's 9:32. You're a little early. But then again, I'm a little early, ready for bed. there was this bar that I was going to go to, maybe, I mean, not anymore, definitely not anymore, but there was this bar that someone recommended where my phone's about to die. I would have to Uber there. I'm not trying to do all that, but that one drink got me to the point where it got me so, like, 'cause I was tired, you know, traveling is tiresome. I went to the Florida Keys. I drove all the way to from Homestead, Florida, to Key West and back today, which doesn't sound like a lot, and it wasn't so bad, but it didn't really didn't feel like 3 hours each way, but it was about 2 hours and 40 minutes each way. But yeah, so I was already tired, and that just put me to bed, and here we are just sitting here in my hotel room being in a different state of mind or whatever. And I figured what better time to record a podcast than now. So this is episode 60 of my podcast, and you know, it took a little bit longer than 2 years to get here. But you can't, you know, I've averaged one every 2 weeks or something. I don't know how, it's probably going down in an earlier round, and sugar, we're going down swinging. But what are you going to do? You know, sometimes I've been feeling lately like I have had a few too many things on my plate. I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself, and that's something that I've realized in this this vacation is what it's supposed to be. I went and visited my parents for Christmas, and then I drove even further south to Florida and the Keys and the Everglades, all in the span of a week, right? Saturday to Saturday plus one day. So yeah, Friday I drove, so 9 days. And I just try to jam pack as much as I can into these road trips. I mean, this is the second one that I've gone on, and I'm not gonna do this shit again until I can have more time or be able to rent a car. Because driving this far away from home, I'm currently looking at 20 hours on the way back. And that's going to take 2 days. And then it's going to be right back to work. Like, I'm going to finish driving on Sunday, and then it'll be Monday again, and I'll have to go to work. Like, I really don't. I just put so much pressure on myself to do all these things where I'm like, okay, if I go on vacation, I can't just go on vacation. I have to take pictures. I have to take videos. And there's like this expectation that I have to like live up to something, which no one is putting on me but myself, because I don't know. I don't know what I think is going to happen in 3 days for me to get enough footage and like film myself. Here's my problem is I know I did it for Good World where I just filmed in public, But something like I lost that part of me. Like I don't, it takes so much balls for me to set up a tripod at like in a public area and just film myself. It would be one thing if there was another person filming me, but it's just me. So I'm just there and I'm just worried about it. I don't know. I'm worried about everything. I'm worried about what people think of me. I'm worried about saying the kind of things that I like to say and people overhearing me. And it's so irrational because I'm never going to see these people again and it doesn't fucking matter. But I just, there's something... There's some part of me that is just a quiet person and I don't feel like I can be myself until I'm absolutely alone, like right now in my hotel room. But even now I'm being courteous of other people because I don't want to be too loud. So it's this whole thing where I don't know if it's because I'm a good person. I don't know if it's just because I'm such a nice guy that I don't want to interrupt people's lives, but something about filming in public is just super difficult for me. And because of that, I am now disappointed in the lack of that. You know, if I want to start making videos, I want to start making. So, like, okay, so this is going back to when I said I feel like I have a lot on my plate. I feel like I do too many things okay, and I could do one thing well. So I'm trying to figure out a way to combine everything that I do, be it art, be it podcast, be it video, be it... I don't really do music, but I want to, and there's no better incentive to than to use it for videos, because I just have a playlist of songs that I want to use for for videos, but then you got to deal with copyright issues, and if I ever want to make it, you got to do everything your own, because copyright strikes can be the death of you. You know, like a lot of these videos that I've made are not monetizable, so if I ever get popular and then they get popular, I'm not gonna make any money on it. So I want to do music as well. For the time being, I'll just use the music that I want to use, because it's pretty much for fun. But yeah, I want to figure out a way to combine the videos that I want to make and the podcast, because the podcast, I don't feel like there were a lot of times that I released an episode and I was like, that was just whatever, you know, and that would be fine if the podcast, like, because I treat the podcast like it's secondary, but I'm not making anything that's like firsthand, and my videos suffer because of it. Like, I just kind of shit those out too sometimes. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna do this, and I just don't, and I just put out the video the same day as I said, and just because I just feel rushed. I don't know if something feels rushed, but now I have a new camera and I have a new perspective, I guess. I don't want to put out garbage, and I feel like I've been putting out, not garbage, but it's unfinished. Everything I do is unfinished. I know this is like a deep thing for me. This is a big problem in my life, is that I feel like I've never committed 100% to anything. So that's what I struggle with, I guess. And me putting out unfinished work, I feel like the only things that I really finished are my art pieces, because there's no real, okay, we're done. You know, you kind of decide when you're done. I mean, no, I guess the art, at least the way I used to draw, there is kind of a finishing point. But yeah, I don't feel like I've committed myself 100% to anything. That goes for relationships, friendships, art, like the various of creative pursuits that I have. I just kind of half-ass things. I half-ass school. I half-ass, well, I don't really half-ass work, actually. That's the one thing that I'm, I have a very, I have a good I have a good work ethic, so I'm not really worried about that. But when the rest of the things, like, I don't, I like to rock climb, and I feel like I don't apply myself as much as I could because I've been plateauing, and the only way to get past the plateau is to train and get past it. And I'm letting things slip. Like, I just don't go as often. When I go, I don't stretch, or when I go, I don't train. I just climb. And there's a point in rock climbing where you need to train your fingers to be able to hold things, because just trying isn't going to be enough. You need to like have a little resistance built up. So you literally just hang, is what is called a hang board. If anybody, whoever, anybody who listens to this rock climbs, then you'll know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I just want to see an improve. That's my New Year's resolution, is to apply myself more. And this is the problem that I know I have been in my life. And I feel like I give myself a hard time because, like, it takes a lot out of you to use your vacation time to do a road trip, like 20 hours from home right now. I love that. I love it when people's car alarms go off. God, that's the best. Fucking keep going. Keep going. Awesome. All right. Thank God. Someone finally figured out that their car was screaming. Where was I? I don't feel like I apply myself. That's my New Year's resolution, is to give myself more fully to art. And I don't know. I just want to find a balance, because I know what the problem is. I know what the problem is. I just have to fix it. That's the hardest part. They say that they've, well, they say the first step is acknowledging it. Yeah, that's the first step, but that's the easiest step. I mean, once you, well, I guess for some people, pride is a big problem, which, God, I think I'm so happy that I don't struggle with that. Like, if I, man, it's just fascinating watching people, like, they say you, I don't want to put them on blast, but it's just fascinating to watch people. And some people have this thing that they do where if you mention something, no matter what it is, they always think they know what you're talking about. Like it always relates to them, and whatever it is, they know what you're talking about, and it's the exact same thing for them, which is not the case. And it's just fascinating to watch these people like try and defend themselves when it is clearly not the case. Like, some things haven't happened to you, and your lived experience is not the same thing for everyone. Like, that's some jokes that I'll make, is that like it's some like very specific memory in my life. I'll be like, oh yeah, when that happened. Like, it happens to everyone because everyone's me. I just think that's funny, but some people actually think that that's the way it is, and they whether or not they have an explanation, they will have an explanation, whether or not they know. And if they get it wrong, they'll keep on describing it as if they're right. And some people, you just gotta be like, yo, do you realize what happened right there? You're wrong. And you should just admit that. So I'm thankful that pride is never a problem for me. Because if that is like, I am absolutely not one of those people. If I'm wrong, like I'll try to draw parallels to my life just to, you know, that's how you empathize or whatever. But to the point where I'm wrong, I'll admit it. That's for sure. Because just, I don't know, just not. And letting it sit there, and you even after you defended it, and like we're all looking at you like that, you're wrong, you're just wrong. I don't know how I'm bending this word to make it sound wrong. I'm wrong. But yeah, some people are like that, and that's hilarious because these gummies are kicking in. But I'm very glad that I don't have that problem, because I may have problems, and there's trade-offs. I feel like people who are more prideful, I think the opposite of pride is shame. So like I'm kind of closer to shame, where even if I do anything good, I don't feel like it's good enough, and I feel like I shouldn't be embarrassed of it or something. I don't know if that's really what I wanted to say, but I'm definitely closer to shame than I am pride, because I don't know. I just think very negatively a lot sometimes. I know that didn't make any sense. I do it a lot sometimes. Yeah. When? Oh, all of the sometimes. Every single sometimes. There is not a moment where it isn't sometimes. Yeah. Merry New Year's. You hear it outside the window. People are firing weapons. The only thing that makes a firework not a weapon is that you're shooting it in the air. You know, you could fire a gun in there, sure. No one does it. If you shot fireworks horizontally, you'd get arrested, probably, because you'd like, oh, depending on the size of the firework, you could start a fire. But luckily, arson is the easiest crime to get away with. That's the one thing they can never figure out, huh? They got fingerprints. They could find you if you touched something, but what happens if the things that you touched no longer exist? What, are you gonna go find the fingerprints in the fucking sky? In the gases? Dude, arson is easy. All you gotta do is run. You don't have, just don't be there. Or be there, fuck it. Some people do. Hiding in plain sight. I'd recommend skipping town, though. I recommend moving first and then burning down the place that you want to burn down. Because then it won't look like you ran. You know? It's like, well, oh, why'd you leave, huh? Right then? Interesting. Interesting that you decided to move. Right when, you know, like they'd never suspect you of that. So that's my advice to arsonists out there. If any arsonists listen to this podcast, that's my advice to you. That's what I'd say. Move first. What was I talking about? I don't know. I hope you're enjoying this little quiet little talk. Hopefully my voice isn't annoying at this decibel. This is my thinking voice. This is my I am trying not to be loud, just in case the people who are in the room next to me are fucking lame as fuck and don't stay up for midnight. So, you know, you never know. Maybe they're fucking retards. Maybe they don't care. I don't really care. I'm going to go to sleep before 12, probably at this rate. I don't know. Who gives a shit, really? I've seen them. This is, well, besides when I was a child, this is like probably one of the first New Year's I won't be staying up for. And that is because I want to get as much sleep as I can, because for the next 2 days, I am driving. And hopefully, I'm not trying to jinx it or anything, but hopefully this audio will be released, if you know what I'm saying. Because 20 hours of driving, you never know. Okay, moving on. I saw some horrible crashes. Well, really just, yeah, not two. I think two noticeable ones. Both of them, two cars absolutely totaled. And, man, I'm a fucking good driver, dude. I'm such a good driver. I only made one mistake on the way here. That was, I swerved. Like, I don't know, I swerved. You check yourself a little bit sometimes. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the mistake I made was turning out of the lane too quickly. I didn't really have enough time because it was traffic and we were slowing down. I didn't realize how quickly we were slowing down, so I fucking moved over instead of hitting them. But if I didn't, I don't know. I guess I was aware of who was next to me because there was no one, but maybe I was also just lucky. So yeah, two accidents, and one of them, I saw an RV that was ran off the road. Half of it was torn off and it was in the trees. I'm like, how do you, first off, he hit the trees. What part? Oh, I guess the car that hit him. Yeah, physics, huh? Isn't that crazy? But yeah, it was like one of those RVs with fucking furniture and shit, and it was just torn open, and there was like cabinets and shit, you know? You know the one model, the wood. If you've ever looked up RVs because you're into van life, with like, you know, like me, if you're like me, if you're listening to this and you've looked up RVs, you know the old ones with the carpet. It's basically like a 70s home, but in an RV, and it's 90s. No, it is pretty 90s. I don't know. It looks very 90s, but the theme is still there, you know. Wood cabinets, like you'd have the wood walls and like a carpet. It's always like a tan, kind of gray, kind of tan carpet. Or beige. How about beige? You know that color combo? It's so fucking 70s. And like they kind of did the same shit in the 90s, but it's because that's when the RV that I'm thinking of came out. They released them. Their release date was in the 90s. It's a very 70s thing to do. And I saw it spilled out all over the side of the road. And the other car wasn't too much prettier. Fucking like you ever like drive past a crash like that? Or I've witnessed a crash before, but that's not the besides the point. That's fucking scary, and I hope none of you have, but you know, it's weird to drive past it's weird to now I'm actually trying to think of it. I don't know. If I didn't say the first time, I would have had the word. So I'm still trying to figure out what I'm trying to say. If you ever drive past a crash like that, it's kind of crazy because you're like, yeah, it's always late enough in the process that you're just watching them take the car away. Because usually by the time traffic builds up and you drive past it, they already got the people out of the way, right? The people. Don't know if they're alive. Don't know. Notice how I said people. Not that that really implies that they could be dead. I guess if we refer to a bot, some people refer to a body as a living person, which is weird. But you, I guess, okay, so if you just saw two bodies. Dude, imagine driving past a car crash, like, when it happens, and you watch people die, is what I'm saying. Like, you drive past the cars, and you're like, whatever, it's a crushed car, it's crazy, whatever. But, like, people could have died before that. You never see the people. You never see the people. It's fucked. It's fucked. I mean, at least they have their priorities in order. Get the ambulance there first before you make all that fucking traffic. Well, actually, probably send cops too. Whatever. Whatever. Point is, people die. And it's all around us all the time. And it, only sometimes we care. Because only sometimes we're thinking about it. You know, like, that's what all this fabrication is. That's what all this fabrication is. And people like... making things that remove you from the process of, like, knowing what the process is. Like, fucking people, like, imagine, like, being raised on McDonald's and you're just like, that's food. I don't know, fucking, it's food. And, like, you just don't know. I mean, I don't fucking know how the process, you know what I'm saying? Like not having to cook, like, but people, like, not know what. Yeah, I mean, you learn about animals. But, like, is there ever going to be a moment where kids don't know the difference between a vegetable and an animal? Because they just, I don't know, it's food, I eat it. Definitely not. With the internet, you can learn all that on your own. I'm learning all this other shit on the internet, and I ascribe my knowledge about shit. It's wild. It's fucking wild. Dude, I just, you know what? I was talking about my dad earlier with the pride thing. Okay? I'm talking about my parents. I visited my parents, so I'm just thinking about it, okay? Fuck, what was I talking about? Shit. No. Oh, okay, yeah. It's fucking wild. Okay, this is not that big of a deal. Because my parents, whatever, they're just older. Sometimes I don't know if the internet taught me certain things or my parents are just super uncultured. Because they'll just, like, not have heard of, like, fucking kimchi. And then I'm like, you don't know what kimchi is? They're like, no, what's kimchi? And I'm like... And it just happens sometimes so often that I'm just like, how have I lived, like, more life than you? You know, like how have you gone this long in your life and never have heard of it or never cared to, like, even, like, know? Like, and that got me fucked. This is a whole thing about, like, exposure. Like... I don't think ignorance is racism. I mean, it is, but it is, like, in ignorance is racism in like the wholesome way. If that makes sense. Like, if you don't know any, if you're never raised around, like, any black people and everyone around you is white and all your friends are white. I think the point is, I don't know if I want to say that. No, I hate that I don't want to say that. Because it's thoughts. It's thoughts. All it is thoughts. So I'm leaving it all this in. I'm leaving it all in, bitch. Everything. Everything stays in. So my parents never heard of kimchi, and I thought that was crazy. And I'm just like, wow. Imagine just not knowing. And that made me think, like, back in the day, before the internet, if everybody around you growing up is white and you see a black person, you're going to be like, what the fuck? It's going to be wild. It's going to be wild. And like, I think like, I don't want to say the fucking biological, like survival mechanism is like, that is not my kind. I mean, shit, it like, I'm just making observations, dude. Okay. Cause like, anti-racism and like civil rights is all fucking really new. You know, like it's, I'm surprised it took us this long to figure out it was a bad thing. But like, I think like, I want to believe that the evolutionary reason for racism is just like, I don't know. Because it definitely strikes something primal with some people. I don't know if anything I'm making makes... I don't know if anything I'm saying makes sense. This is what happens when you take 5 gummies. I hope that made sense. And in the most respectful way possible. Because it goes in all directions. Fucking people are racist. I just think the point is, I think the solution to that is like further integration. I don't know if the loans shit is still happening. I don't know if people like redlining. I don't know if that's still a thing. Hopefully not. But if it is, it shouldn't. And like, just the stigma. Like, I feel like I just believe in reparations. I feel like there's been enough in the media, still is in the media, fucking like hip hop is, I mean, I don't know if what's the deal with hip hop, like why is it trending in this direction? Like, why is the popular music so disproportionate? Like, why don't we hear like Genesis Owusu on like, I don't know, on the radio? I never heard it on the radio. Fucking, I don't imagine it's been on the radio. Like, why is, I just feel like there's a big, not conspiracy, but just like people pulling the strings in the music industry where they just promote one type of person. Like, I can't, this is one of those things where I can't tell if it's them or it's the trend. It's like, you want to believe it's genuine, but when it is clearly painting a picture that black people commit crime, that's their whole thing. I just don't know where it comes from. And I hope in that, you know, I hope that that's the fucking media, because that is, no, I don't know. It's bad. It's not good. It's all bad. I don't know. It's an idea. That's all it is. I don't even know if I subscribe to it. It's just like, I wonder if that's it, you know? And if you listen to me, you get it. You get that these are just ideas. Just throw anything and everything. Throwing it all out the window. And like this is all because my fucking parents didn't know what kimchi was, and it just blew my mind. And we've been new. If you are exposed to shit, it won't be weird to you. And if you get, and then you have the knowledge to know that any propaganda that they throw at you is all bullshit because they're fucking fine. But you know what? This is just getting me to be honest. And I'm going to probably edit this one a little bit more
carefully. Because you don't want to say the wrong thing, even though... I don't know what I'm saying. Yeah, you don't want to say the wrong thing, even though I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying, but I hope it's not the wrong one. These words that happened, I hope they're not the wrong ones. All it was kimchi, and it got me thinking about it again. And it's like, fucking, this is why people need to be exposed. That's why you need to be exposed to more cultures as a human. If you are in your 50s and you don't know what kimchi is, what the fuck? Like, how do you just not know? I didn't even learn about kimchi from the internet. I had a Korean friend. Like, you just don't? Like, I wish it was a given. I wish it was. God, fuck. Yeah, I have to drive 20 hours. Oh, God. I don't have to check out for another 13 hours, right? Yes. So I have time. I have time to be sleepy. To go sleepy time. Sleepy. Yeah. I will have time to go sleep time. God. I haven't been funny. Fuck. No, this is gold. I liked it when I paused and just laughed at whatever I thought I said. It probably wasn't even what I said. I tend to do that. You know, sometimes you say something and you repeat it. You know, sometimes somebody says something and you are so positive that they said something else that you fight them on it. And you're like, and they're like, they're always like, I'm pretty sure I know what I said. And it's like, I'm pretty sure I know what I heard, you know? And that's one of those ones that just really sucks because you don't know. That's kind of up in the air at that point for both of you. You're like, if like the person who said it is kind of just like, what if I didn't? Am I okay? Is it me? No, it can't be me. It's him. And the person who heard it is like, no. No. What if I heard it wrong, you know? It instantly puts it into space. You don't know. Fuck, I guess no one really knows the truth. The truth goes away at that point. There's no truth. You can't get a real story unless you had a video camera. Did you have it? No, probably not. Unless you film everything, which I don't. I try to, I pretend I do, but I don't. Because my life is kind of boring, and even right now, it's still kind of boring. Dude, I went on this vacation, and I just kind of... Okay, here's what I did. First day, went to the Everglades. Very cool. That was a good day. Second day, I went to Miami Beach, and I walked. That's it. That was the whole day. I went to Miami Beach. I drank a half a pitcher of a mojito. And then I walked it off until I was sober, and I took the trolley back to my car and I went home. That was my day. So there wasn't really, I don't know, there wasn't really anything to like fucking film. People are just being people. I left There was fireworks, but I didn't film them. Fuck. There were fireworks, but I didn't film them. And I knew I was going to be mad, but I was tired and I wanted to go. What was the point of me saying, this is just what I did, okay? And then today I went to, woke up bright and early, 7:30, drove to Key West, got there at like 10:40, went to a park, parked outside the park, and had to pay $10 for parking instead of like $4 for entrance fee, and that's it. Walked up. So I had 2 hours. I walked up. I got a on foot pass or whatever. My feet at this point from yesterday, I had walked. This is yesterday at this point. I don't know what I'm talking about. Like, it's already over, but okay. Today I went to Key West. This is the timeline. Okay. Yesterday in Miami Beach, I walked in total 15 miles. So today when I woke up, my legs were so sore that like it kind of hurt to stand up, because I guess I just walk bad or too much sometimes, you know. It's not like consistent enough for me to, I haven't walked at all since I stopped pushing shopping carts, and I think I've gained weight because of it. Or I think it's been easier for me to gain weight because of it, because it's a lot easier to not exercise. This job. Yeah, and I lost it again. Well, you know, sometimes, okay. So, I feel like anyone who watches me is, their first thought is probably, he's a fucking stoner. And yeah, you're right, but I genuinely am, like, this is the way I like to, like, this is silly me. I just feel like I feel free and creative. Or whatever. What was the point of that? Yeah, I'm a stoner. But this is like what interests me anyway. Just makes me care a little more. Makes me have a little more fun with it. No, that wasn't what I wanted to say. Fuck. I don't know what I wanted to say. You may think I'm a stoner, and you'd be right. Yeah, that's it. That's all that one was. Man, I haven't used a single note this whole time. And I'm just going like crazy, dude. This has been gold. Dude, this is fucking absolutely gigantic. All this content that you're getting into your ears. Eat it up, boy. Chew it. Good. Yeah. Like, how are you gonna, okay, so this is also a question that I've had. You know how they prescribe like Xanax and shit for anti-anxiety? Would you rather your kid be a pill head or like a stoner a little bit, you know? Cause like, weed would fucking free you. If it weren't stigmatized, like that's the only thing stopping it from being just another anxiety med. But we're just not there yet culturally, I guess. And that's something I think about a bit, because it would help. It definitely makes me feel more. It should, I feel like. It should, and it doesn't because it's not free from stigma. Stigma dick in your ass.
No, I think I'm actually hilarious. Like, I crack my. Even my mistakes have double meanings. I crack. Oh God. What am I doing? I crack myself up. Like, I have so much fun in my own head. I need to do this more often. I just need to get fucked up. Jokes, jokes. It's all jokes. I mean, it's a little, you know. The joke is usually the truth, you know? Like, just cutting through the bullshit. I mean, like, I thought that even before I found out about Patrice O'Neal. Like, he's the goat with that shit. He just fucking tears through people and gets straight to it. Like, I fucking, oh, goddamn. That's, like, important. And we need people like that. Like George Carlin? Boy, if he was still alive, I'd give him a hug. I'd give him a big old hug from Daddy. God. This is the tone at which my voice cracks the most. This is like the me being quiet, kind of quiet, trying not to laugh voice. You know that one? Yeah, that's a good one. I got that voice on right now, and that's when my voice cracks the most. So we're in for some treats, okay? Yeah. And it's gone again. And it's gone. Just like that. Yeah, weed really decides for you when a moment ends. Okay, on to the next one. Okay, we're done. And blank slate. Just like starting over, reboot, and delete history. Well, we don't even know what we just talked about. It could be anything. And it doesn't fucking matter because we were feeling each other's energy. Okay? You and me. You and me. Computer. Recording this. I feel so warm for some reason. Yeah, you and me, we're having moments. This is what my art is. It's the truest form of what it's always been. A one-way conversation to whoever will listen. And I say that, like, literally, when I was a kid, I would write these little, like, books. I would always dedicate them to anyone who reads it. This goes out to you, motherfucker. This is to you. I'm talking to you. We're fucking feeling each other's eyes. Stroking them. Stroking each other's eyes. Laying sweet kisses on your eyelids. Like that. What's the Aerosmith song? I kiss your eyes. Thank you. Yeah. Kiss them. Kiss them real good. Kiss those eyes. That's what we're doing. You gotta bring it back because I forgot the context of what I was saying. You and me. We're performing coitus. On one another. What a sentence. Yeah, this goes out to you. This is dedicated to you. I want you to feel this in your chest. And I want it to infect your veins. You know, I want it to cause a little artery clog, get a little bit of heart failure. Yeah, I want it to really suck you dry, boy. I want it to really just mess you up, son. I want everything to be okay. Oh, okay. All right. Hey, sometimes you throw things out there and that's what happens. And I forgot it again. Okie doke. Shit. I wanted to remember that one. Oh well. Oh well. That was me saying, oh well, twice, one louder than the other, because the first was insignificant. Tiny little baby boy. Stupid little... What? Like, what is this voice of mine? What is happening? This vocal cord is being, like, pushed in a way that it isn't usually. And I feel like I'm making a lot of mouth sounds right now. Fuck. Gross. Yeah, I'm just fucking lying down on my bed, talking to you, whispering sweet nothings into your ear, stroking you, giving you little baby boys. What the fuck? Just stroking you. I love improv so much. Just like speaking and letting whatever comes out come out, dude. It's just so real. And like sometimes you just place words so interestingly. At least that's how I feel. Maybe you hate it. Maybe you're like, this guy, shut the fuck up and talk about something. And to that I say, fuck you, dude. Fuck you. You don't know shit about shit. Okay? I could eat someone. And it always, you know, cannibalism is surprisingly, I talk about it more than most people. Because I think it's just interesting. Who would do that? Wow. Huh. I want to know what makes you tick. I want to make I want to make you know. Yeah. All right. Moving on. Next moment. I want Chili's to like fuck me. I just want them to just Chili's him them itself. The franchise. What do you say, Chili's? Will you fuck me? I want Chili's. I want to fuck you. I think I want to fuck Chili's. I want to fuck Chili's. Why do I want to wait.
What the fuck does that mean? I wanna fuck Chili's. The franchise, like the, all of them? Who? Who's Mr. Chili? Who wears the pants in this house? Who is Grandpappy? Pippi Longstock? Mr. Man? Who is the biggest one? And you can hear in the tone of my voice that as I figured out the word, I spent too much time trying to figure out the word and I just lost it. And so that's, it's just you go until you fuck up, I guess is what it is. What the fuck is... Somebody's just like... It sounds like somebody's taking a flipper that you use like in the water to like dive. It sounds like somebody's using that and it's just smacking it on the pavement. It also might be muffled fireworks. Because the window's closed. And I am just a stupid little idiot. Obviously it's fireworks, you dummy. What do you think? Somebody's just some crazy homeless person is just out in the street slamming a flipper. The fuck is wrong with you? That's like really your thought is like, oh no, someone's doing that. No, it's not fireworks on New Year's Eve. Dude, it doesn't feel like it. Who gives a shit? Nothing's felt like anything for a while. All right. And we all know it. And now it is the missiles, the mistletoe, fireworks that go woo. Not really woo, but they wee. Yeah. Probably closer to a wee than a woo. Or a wah. Wizard. Yeah, it's a big flipper. Very big flipper. In the street. Like a crazy person. Just in the street with a flipper, flipping, slapping a boy. Man, those fireworks, like, stopping almost put me to sleep. All right, I think that's all I got. Thank you for listening. That's how that sentence came out. Thank you for listening to this episode of my podcast. Yeah, we got a little silly. Got a little silly with it. Whatever. Alright, I think that's about it for this evening. For this evening. You could really just hear the drop in that one. If you enjoyed, please feel free to share it with someone who you think might also kind of like it. And then you can both enjoy it. And that's how you make love. And... that is all. Rate it 5-star if you liked it, or 4-star if you hated it, or, you know, progressively worse as it goes. You know how it goes. You know how numbers work. Okay, bye.